Since we've seen each other, a game goes on. Secretly I move, and you respond. You're winning. You think it's funny. But look up from the board now. Look how I've brought in furniture to this invisible place so we can live here.
The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. Don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. Learn about your inner self from those who know such things. But don't repeat verbatim what they say. Zuleika, let everything be the name of Joseph. From celery seed to aloes wood, she loved him so much. She concealed his name in many different phrases, the inner meanings known only to her. When she said, "The wax is softening near the fire," she meant, "My love is wanting me." Or if she said, "Look, the moon is up," or "The willow has new leaves," or "The branches are trembling," or "The coriander seeds have caught fire," or "The roses are opening," or "The king is in a good mood today," or "Isn't that lucky?" Or "The furniture needs dusting," or "The water carrier is here," or "It's almost daylight," or "These vegetables are perfect," or "The bread needs more salt," or "The clouds seem to be moving against the wind," or "My head hurts," or "My head aches better." Anything she praises, it's Joseph's touch she means. Any complaint, it's his being away. When she's hungry, it's for him. Thirsty, his name is a sherbet. Cold, he's a fur. This is what the friend can do when one is in such love. Sensual people use the holy names often, but they don't work for them. The miracle Jesus did by being the name of God, Zuleika felt in the name Joseph. When one is united to the core of another, to speak of that is to breathe the name Who, empty of self and filled with love. As the saying goes, the pot drips what is in it, the saffron spice of connecting laughter, the onion smell of separation crying. Others have many things in people they love. This is not the way of friend and friend. A mouse and a frog meet every morning on the riverbank. They sit in a nook of the ground and talk. Each morning, the second they see each other, they open easily, telling stories and dreams and secrets, empty of any fear or suspicious holding back. To watch and listen to those two is to understand how, as it's written, sometimes when two beings come together, Christ becomes visible. The mouse starts laughing out a story he hasn't thought of in 5 years, and the telling might take 5 years. There's no blocking the speech flow, river running, all carrying momentum that true intimacy is. Bitterness doesn't have a chance with those two. The God messenger hitter touches a roasted fish. It leaps off the grill, back into the water. Friend sits by friend, and the tablets appear. They read the mysteries off each other's foreheads. But one day, the mouse complains. There are times when I want so bet, and you're out in the water, jumping around where you can't hear me. We meet at this appointed time, but the text says lovers pray constantly. Once a day, once a week, 5 times an hour is not enough. Fish like we are need the ocean around us. Do camel bells say, let's meet back here Thursday night? Ridiculous. They jingle together continuously, talking while the camel walks. Do you pay regular visits to yourself? Don't argue or answer rationally. Let us die, and dying, reply.
The Sufi opens his hands to the universe and gives away each instant free. Unlike someone who begs on the street for money to survive, a dervish begs to give you his life.